Welcome to Community Voices on Portland Radio Project, where we bring spotlight to the amazing work of our local nonprofits. I am Veronica Bezesti, and I'm so happy to be talking about Five Oaks Museum today. Five Oaks Museum is a gathering place of vibrant art, culture, history, and storytelling, a resource for all who are curious about the world around us. It's a place for everything from learning and self-reflection to the sheer joy of making art or enjoying cultural traditions together. And I love this part. Here, everyone is part of the story. Joining me are co-directors Molly Alloy and Rachel Brummett. Thank you both for taking time to speak with PRP.
Thank you, Veronica.
So excited to be here. Thank you.
I would like to start with getting a better understanding of Five Oaks Museum. How did the organization get started? And what's at the core of your organization's mission?
So our organization has a wonderful, interesting history, and I'm not known for my brevity, so I'll give it my best summary. The organization's almost 100 years old. It originally was an affinity group of some of the immediate descendants of some prominent Euro-American settlers. It established itself as a history organization, as the Washington County Historical Society, and existed that way for some 30 years before it moved on to the campus where we're currently located, on a PCC campus, the Rock Creek campus, and became Washington County Museum, and became at that time an independent 501c3 nonprofit. And so then we get to around 2018, when Rachel and I each joined the organization during that year. The organization was struggling, and there were opportunities that we saw if we really dug deep and made some significant changes. And so there was a big effort amongst the staff at the time to make those changes, and those included a new org chart with some really exciting new approaches with the shared leadership model and the guest curator program. We also created a rebrand for the organization across sort of 2018, 2019 that launched at the auspicious moment of January of 2020. But we were able to achieve a new website and kind of a new ethos at that time, where essentially we kind of want, with our work, to ask the question, can an entity which intentionally and unintentionally has been really having an impact of uplifting and thus sort of solidifying in history really only one cultural story, the story of Euro-American settlement in this area? And can we use the same institution and turn that skill set of storytelling and uplifting to be of service to the entire community and the full history of the area? And so that is what we endeavor to do through our programming and our exhibitions and how we do our work.
Rachel, can you talk a little bit about how Five Oaks Museum got its name?
There were a lot of interesting opportunities to think about the rebrand and what we wanted the name to represent. We actually had some logistical issues because Washington County is a pretty popular county name across the United States, and we support researchers, so there was some confusion about that. So we really thought about how we wanted to have a name that opened conversations for people, that really focused on the land itself that we were on, and really brought in the opportunity to tell stories. And the Five Oaks Historic Site was something that we landed on through research within our own archives, and realized that had been a gathering place for people from time immemorial, and lots of different groups came to visit that site. So we really wanted to tell that story in particular, but also felt how representative it was of the community.
Yes, yes. You have an incredible event Thursday, May 2nd. Tell us about the fourth annual museum showcase.
The showcase is our fourth annual. This actually came about because in the year 2020, when we rebranded, we opened as Five Oaks Museum, and we had intended to have an in-person fundraiser that year.
And 2020 had different ideas.
Surely did. It absolutely did. And so we pivoted into this virtual space, and it worked so well because we had people come from all over. We had family be able to participate, and it became just kind of the cornerstone of our annual fundraiser, and we decided to continue it as long as we could.
What can people expect in the showcase?
It's a really lively, fun type of virtual event. We sort of took some inspiration when we first started designing it after old telethons, in the sense that it rather than presenting one main performance or one main cultural presentation, it sort of brings together a bunch of different folks who are sharing stories or poetry or music. Each year the lineup is different. This year we'll be hearing from some of our guest curators, including the lead curator of our current exhibition. We've got a local artist, and then we've got a local elder, someone whose parents and grandparents were connected to the museum, and she'll be sharing. So it's fun because it brings together sort of cultural perspectives straight from the mouth of community members, and creates this kind of dynamic culture and storytelling event that always gives a great sense of connection and such a beautiful reminder that in one place, so many stories can exist side by side.
Yeah, wow. Who should be attending this?
Everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
Yeah.
In particular, I would say anyone who has any kind of connection or relationship to the Tualatin Valley, also okay. Pretty much the same geographic delineation as Washington County, Oregon. And of course, you know, cultural boundaries are more permeable, so you may have those relationships for a variety of reasons, but it is because the museum is located in that valley, it is really rooted there, and I think there's a special, you know, depth of meaning that folks who have a relationship with that land and, you know, geography have. But also, one of the reasons that we've retained it as an annual virtual event is because it's something that folks can experience from all over.
Yeah.
And really get a sampling of our work, right? So really see from the variety of folks that we're working with, different artists that we're uplifting in the community. So I also think folks who may be new to Five Oaks Museum or curious about Five Oaks Museum can really get a great glimpse of kind of how we do things and who we like to celebrate. And of course, folks who already love Five Oaks Museum get to see more of what they know they already love.
How can folks get tickets?
We have an Eventbrite link that you can register, and you can reach that link from our website on our events page.
And that website is fiveoaksmuseum.org. And just go right to the events tab, correct?
That's right. Yeah, it's the word five spelled out and Five Oaks Museum with no additional punctuation.org.
What other projects do you have in the works for the rest of 2024 or 2025? Let's go to the future.
One that we have right now is we reopened last year in June for our new in-person exhibition, which is Replenish the Root, 6 Centuries of Gathering Under the Oaks. And it tells the story of the Five Oaks Historic Site. And that will be running through 2025. So we will be celebrating that particular exhibition and have more programming and events surrounding that exhibition.
For folks wanting to come see Replenish the Root in person, we are open at the museum on the PCC Rock Creek campus Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from noon to 4, and we'd love to see you.
Absolutely.
But additionally, we keep virtual programming going, so we've got a couple of series that are proceeding with that, one called How We Work, where we're just sharing out different aspects of our work. We've done one on the values and one on the budget, and we've got one coming up on some of our learning materials. So that's something to look out for. And then our guest curator program, which we sort of we skipped a rotation of doing an open call guest curated exhibition so that we could take the opportunity to reopen on our own backs. It was a complicated project that we thought we would spare a guest curator, but also we kind of retooled and improved the program based on having had 4 cycles of guest curators come through it and be able to give us good feedback. So we have a new and improved guest curator program that is going to be launching in the fall, and we are partnering with another organization so that instead of a simple application process, there will actually be an incubator experience. So we'll be able to cultivate a whole cohort of future curators, and the outcome will be that one of their completed proposals will be selected for our museum, and the rest hopefully will find other homes throughout the area.
Wow.
Yeah, so folks who are interested in that, I would recommend following our newsletter, which you can also do at our website, so you can see upcoming opportunities and open calls for things like that.
And that website, one more time, is 5, spelled out, oaksmuseum.org. You can find all sorts of information about this incredible organization there. Upcoming Thursday, May 2nd, 4th, annual museum showcase, a special night featuring a sampling of local stories and art to celebrate the community leaders behind the museum's content and all of the other really cool stuff that you got coming up. What an amazing experience you're providing folks with.
Thank you.
We will have a link to Five Oaks Museum on our website, prp.fm, but one more time, 5oaksmuseum.org. Molly, Rachel, thank you both so much for joining us here today on Portland Radio Project.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a great time on Thursday. Sounds like it's going to be a beautiful experience.
Indeed, it always is.
And from the comfort of your own home.
True, so true.
You kind of can't beat that.
You really can't.